Something came up yesterday. We hadn't time to shoehorn it in, but we're going to do it this morning because it's a bizarre request from a chap called Andrew. He asked us yesterday on the programme, what is the correct procedure when approached from behind by emergency vehicles? I have recently had a few experiences when an ambulance has been behind me on more rural country roads on the daily commute. The edges of the road are banked and so you can't really pull over. There are twists and turns and hills on the road, so stopping was not really an option as the ambulance can't see clearly really ahead to pass or to overtake. Being on the daily commute, oncoming traffic is fairly steady and constant, so going slowly won't help as there's oncoming traffic. I felt the best option was to put the boot down and not hold the ambulance up, therefore hoping that to make progress and get to a slightly emptier stretch of the road. Some of the oncoming traffic were gesticulating at me and letting me know their thoughts with some rude gestures because they themselves didn't realise that they were part of the problem as the ambulance had no place to pass. Your thoughts or suggestions, please. Well, let me speak to Brian Snoddy, who is the Assistant Director of Operations at Northern Ireland Ambulance. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Brian, I can't help but think myself, my own opinion on this, I can't help but think that if an ambulance is behind me, the last thing you do is increase your speed on a country road so as the ambulance can increase its speed where we're both driving at emergency speed. That's bound to be a risk.
Certainly is, and again, we wouldn't advocate that. Frank, I think you're quite right. We certainly want to get to the call, and we want to do so safely. I think your caller has identified really the main points that we'd bring out, and the main exception would be that one, which would be increasing your speed. The ambulance needs room to get past. They need to be able to see that it's safe to do so, and this can be difficult on country roads. Ideally, we would recommend that you slow down, pull in to the left and stop and let the ambulance pass. But as you've described in this situation, there wasn't a clear place to do that, in which case that would be dangerous for us. If they suddenly stopped on a narrow road, we'd have no room to go past or no room to see. The best advice is to keep driving. Drive at the normal traffic speed and conditions. Do not race the ambulance and move on until you do get a safe place to pull over. Maybe a lay-by, a gate, an entranceway, somewhere they can pull over momentarily and give the ambulance a clear room to get past. They also need to be able to see. So typically, again, don't do that on the approach to a bend or the brow of a hill where the ambulance can't see that the road is clear. It's a little bit difficult, it seems a wee bit, but don't panic. Just keep travelling at normal speed and we'll get past as soon as it's safe to do so.
And will the ambulance operator or the driver, will he or she switch off the blues and twos in those circumstances so as not to startle a driver?
Well, we would hope at this point that the drivers recognise we're behind. We do have to keep the audible and visual warnings going for other road users and even oncoming traffic so they're aware of the situation. But they will probably back off, give you a little bit of room and to say, please don't race, don't stop suddenly. That would be just as bad. Just keep travelling until you can get a safe place to pull in on the left.
And oncoming traffic, should they be doing anything to slow down, to allow the ambulance to find a space to overtake? Or should all oncoming traffic continue their journey and the ambulance should wait its turn?
It's the same for them, really. Usually the oncoming traffic has a better view of the ambulance and will pick us up quicker just due to the lights and the size of the vehicle. And similarly for them, if they pull over to the left, slow down where possible. And some roads, that will give us enough room to pass safely along the middle. In certain circumstances, again, as described by your caller, that might not be the case. But they can do that, and that certainly helps. And again, we don't want sudden reactions from anybody. Just, you know, gently giving us a bit more room and being aware of it, and then the ambulance drivers and crew will make the best progress through that.
I was reading an article about London where more and more drivers simply don't pull in for emergency vehicles now at all. They just think the emergency vehicle, it's like the London attitude, they're just ignoring everything that's going on around them, including emergency blues and twos. Is there any suggestion that the mindset in our cities is getting like that, or are people very cooperative here?
Oh, I think we have a fairly good reaction from the driving public for the most part, and that we're very happy with that. As I say, it's just a normal precautions that they take. It can be difficult. Modern cars, they're soundproof and radios are on. So again, my general advice to people would be aware of your surroundings, normal driving condition. Keep an eye out in the mirror for emergency vehicles. You will eventually see us and that, and we do see people moving over quite well for us. I think in towns and cities, obviously, traffic can be queued up in lanes, and again, just watch for the ambulance that might be passing on your left or right, and just make a little bit of extra room where it's safe to do so, but don't endanger yourself or others.
Okay, good advice. Brian, thank you very much indeed. Brian Snoddy, the man who's in charge when those ambulances say come out. He's the Assistant Director of Operations at the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service. So the next time those blues and twos are in your ear, for goodness sake, act with a sensible approach.